This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was a survey out a couple of years ago showing 95% of American consumers had bought something from Walmart that year, either in person or online. Now, the company wants your pets business as well. Walmart says it's going to have veterinary clinics up and running in about 100 stores within a year, along with an online pet pharmacy. As Marketplace's Eric Barris reports, the $72 billion pet and pet care market ain't nothing to sneeze at.
People aren't just spending on their pets, they're splurging. Nicer toys, handcrafted blankets, organic food.
Just as with trends in human food, we've seen those same sort of trends towards health and wellness in pet foods as well.
That's Steve King, CEO of the American Pet Products Association. He says millennials love their fur babies, and that's driving the growth. Walmart's taken notice and wants more millennials shopping there. That's why the company's expanding a pilot program that put veterinary clinics in its stores. Ernest Baskin, a marketing professor at St. Joseph's University, says if Walmart can get customers to come in for care,
Walmart can then cross-sell them other products which they have in the store.
The retailer says the care at the clinics will be affordable, so people worried about pet care costs may switch.
Especially if the treatments are not that complicated.
Baskin says that may lead other veterinarians to drop their prices. Walmart can keep costs down because real estate is pretty much covered, says Neil Saunders, an analyst with Global Data.
Walmart has an enormous number of stores. All of those stores are located to be very convenient for customers, including in rural areas where there may not be a lot of other choice.
Walmart's also launching an animal pharmacy portal to compete with PetSmart's e-commerce arm, Chewy.com. The idea, again, is to lure customers onto the website and get them to spend. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.